Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Sonu Sood, and today we will be discussing about very path-breaking initiative of the government, Skilling for AI Readiness, SOAR. We have with us Mr. Atul Bhatnagar, who is the former COO of National Skill Development Mission. Warm welcome to you, Atulji, on Akashwani.
Thank you for having me here.
So, Atulji, today this program took place under the Skill India Mission, this program which was launched in July 2025, this year, rather last year, which is Skilling for AI Readiness, SOAR. In that, the certificates were given out to people who have done AI course under this mission. And also, new skilling center was inaugurated under IGNU in Odisha. And third major thing which was done was this awareness campaign, a national awareness campaign named Skill the Nation Challenge was launched to spread AI throughout the country. How do you see this initiative of the government, SOAR, that is Skilling for AI Readiness? What do you think it really aims to achieve?
Well, what a beautiful name they've kept, SOAR. I mean, that is what's going to make India soar above the clouds, really. AI is creating a whole lot of different impressions amongst people. Many people are seeing it as a development which will make them lose jobs. But there are many others, and what this awareness campaign is supposed to do also is to bring the confidence amongst people. It all depends on whether you treat artificial intelligence as a friend or a foe. If you treat it as a friend, it is actually going to improve your lives. It's actually going to make you a better person at the workplace and even a better job, because it all depends who's going to be replaced, the person who learns AI or the person who doesn't. It's always the person who has AI skills is going to replace the person who doesn't have AI skills. So that's why it is important.
President Draupadi Murmu told us how AI modules are being used to make the youth of the country future ready.
इस पहल के अंतर्गत प्री एआई मॉड्यूल्स तैयार किए गए हैं। इस मॉड्यूल्स के द्वारा एआई से जुड़े विषयों और मशीन लर्निंग के बेसिक कॉन्सेप्ट्स के बारे में भी जानकारी मिलती है। इस मिशन का उद्देश्य एआई के बारे में जागरूकता बढ़ाना, आर्थिक आत्मनिर्भरता को बढ़ावा देना तथा एक टेक ड्रिवन देश के निर्माण में योगदान देना है। भारत सरकार स्कूलों में एआई के उपयोग को बढ़ावा दे रही तथा बच्चों को नवाचार और तकनीकी नेतृत्व के लिए तैयारी कर रहे हैं। एआई लैब्स और एआई मॉड्यूल्स के माध्यम से विद्यार्थियों में रचनात्मक सोच और फ्यूचर रेडी स्किल्स को बढ़ावा दिया जा रहा है।
Atul ji, you know, curiosity, learning and preparedness, President talked about creating these towards AI at a very young age in schools. We are seeing that under this mission from sixth basic, you know, AI skills are being imparted. AI modules have been introduced. How important is this to give the AI training in the foundational years?
As you mentioned, foundational years, it is how you lay your foundation, accordingly the building will come up. And that building is your career, your success graph. And these AI modules, which have been provided for free by the government, it's very important to know that by the government means it is coming from a reliable source. So whatever you learn from those sources is going to be the right thing to happen. Once you absorb that knowledge that comes through this channel of the government, your mind, she said, Rachnatmak Soch, your creativity inside you will automatically start leading you to a direction in what you want to do. What is your passion like? And how you apply AI to that passion. And you become a better human being, not only in terms of your own inner self, because you're now learning something new. And every time that you learn something new, every time that you get knowledge, you feel more empowered than before. AI at the foundation level is a very welcome move from the government.
So, Atulji, off the ground, can you tell us, you know, which all sectors of the economy really benefit from enhanced knowledge of the artificial intelligence technique, seeing it, as you said, as a friend, as not a disruptor, as an enabler?
50% of our population is in agriculture. And that's where the AI application for a simple farmer tilling the field can be of great use. In the sense that the farmer, through his mobile digital phone, will be able to get exact information which has come from artificial intelligence, what are his fields, when to grow what crop, depending on the weather patterns, depending on the levels of the soil, and any other way that can make his or her productivity go up. And artificial intelligence in farming itself is going to make, let's say, farmers empowered. So the farmer will see the use of AI as a friend, who's a real friend. He's not going to doubt the results that the AI is going to be giving to the farmer to work on or to action. It is something that is going to benefit him or her in the long run. Now, I know of some agri-tech companies, a lot of them, you can see they're coming out. They provide you the exact amount of water at the right time, at the right location, depending on what crop you have, what is the soil condition, and what are the parameters under which the farmer is operating. If somebody is giving all those things, not only that, after that, it also tells you where is the mandi and when do you sell your crop, etc. So all of this together makes this technology useful to the farmer. And that's going to be a very big thing because, you know, we are all dependent on our farmers. How do you get a food and how do you get nutritious food?
Absolutely.
That's very important. So, and the farmer is an entrepreneur, by the way. It's the best entrepreneur example one can think of because when he takes a decision on what crop to grow, he has no idea as to how much will come out of it. And if there is a tool to be of help him in increases productivity, then there's a very big development at his end.
So, Atulji, aligning education with the evolving needs in line with the National Education Policy 2020, you feel that the future workforce will be more employable and we will see much more efficiency in the entire economic system?
Yes, very much. I mean, that's why the skill development mission is based on giving an alternate form of career advancement to our youth. And youth means even the school-going children, because many of them become school dropouts. In fact, there's a very large number into school dropouts than to reach college level. And for them to just go after degrees is not the right thing, I would say. Because education is only getting you degrees. Skills is what is getting you jobs and to make you employable. And this is an example. South Korea, 95% of their population is skilled certified. And when I say that, that's why South Korea, being such a small nation, has got so many products out in the market, and there will be at least one in your, maybe a mobile phone or a fridge or a TV, etc., which is coming from South Korea. So why can't India take that place? That's what the demographic dividend we talk about. How do we make our youth employable, certified, skilled, and not just degree holders?
Absolutely. President Draupadi Murmu talked about artificial intelligence being the growth driver for India and how we are working towards becoming an AI global leader.
Artificial intelligence aaj pure vishwa mein arthavyavastha aur samaj ko nayi disha de rahi hai. Hum kaise sikhte hain, kaise kaam karte hain, aadhunik sevaon ka laabh kaise le paate hain aur manavata ke samakh सबसे बड़ी चुनौतियों का समाधान कैसे करते हैं, इन सब में एआई के माध्यम से बदलाव आ रहा है। भारत जैसे देश के लिए एआई सिर्फ टेक्निक नहीं बल्कि सकारात्मक बदलाव का एक बड़ा अवसर है। भारत का ये दृष्टिकोण रहा है कि टेक्नोलॉजी लोगों को सशक्त बनाए और सभी के लिए अवसरों का विस्तार करे। एआई का उपयोग सामाजिक, आर्थिक और टेक्नोलॉजी संबंधी दूरियों को कम करने के लिए होना चाहिए। इसका लाभ हर वर्गों के, हर आयु के लोगों, विशेषकर वंचित वर्गों के लोगों को तक पहुंचे, ये सुनिश्चित करना आवश्यक है।
So in fact, Stanford University's, you know, Global AI Vibrancy Index 2025 ranks India at the third spot. And we have this, you know, example of digital public infrastructure of India becoming a model for nations across the world. So do you see that happening on a much larger scale when artificial intelligence knowledge is imparted and adopted in a big way throughout our country, which is what is being aimed at by this SOAR initiative of the government?
Very much so. You see how UPI has made India number one through the digital infrastructure itself. The number of transactions that happen on the mobile phone to make payments between any two entities is much more than any other developed country in the world. How do we become number one? Because this adoption, the way it happened on the digital infrastructure for mobile phones, if we adopt the same thing for AI, and that can happen only when our mindset is AI is our friend. And if AI is a friend, then how do we make our lives better? And how do we make our neighbor's life better and the people around us? So the society itself progresses further.
And also another aspect of this AI revolution, you can say, is inclusive development. The aim is to have far outreach to the remotest corners of the country and even in the government schools. And obviously through digitization, these courses are also available to everybody. You feel that this is a big, big step, you know, which the government has taken, the national awareness campaign, #SkillTheNationChallenge.
Very happy to hear this #SkillTheNationChallenge as a hashtag. Nowadays, we talk about hashtags more than any other missions. And while doing the skilling at the ground level, if the government is supporting, because these courses cost a lot of money. It's not easy to just develop a course and ask people to go and use it. Government is putting the money behind it, which is a very good thing. And that is what's going to create the ground wave. And as you say, you can go and soar above the clouds on this. The kind of infrastructure is already there, very frankly, because of mobile phone, etc. Now it's a matter of which sectors and what kind of skills do we develop. And I would say even in manufacturing, which is very important for the Indian economy, we are doing very well on the IT front. We are known for our brains all across the world. Now it's on manufacturing, how we can overtake China. That is very important, and how we apply AI to manufacturing. And of course, agriculture, I just talked about a little earlier. So these are three main pillars of any economy, agriculture, services, and manufacturing. And if we can apply AI in the right way, starting ground level up, we are sure we're going to be the number one nation in all respects.
So you feel that this application of AI to optimize productivity, efficiency, that is applicable in all sectors of our economy and also sectors like education, healthcare, which actually work towards making the workforce productive?
I'll just take a slight deviation here on, let's say, healthcare. Now, what is important for every sector is that healthcare is a vertical. Vertical means everything under that is, they're very specialized people who use healthcare knowledge, whether it's doctors or the technicians or pharmacists. And IT is kind of a horizontal to the extent that wherever there's health tech, there should be ed tech, education technology, agricultural technology, health technology, tomorrow manufacturing technology, etc. So wherever those intersections happen, that's where we need to concentrate on what we need to do better. In health tech, I hope there are some budding entrepreneurs hearing this program. I would say, look, the maximum of people that die in India is due to tuberculosis. If we can have a technology like AI, where a person in a remote part of India were to just cough into his phone thrice, and that cough pattern is deciphered by the AI database in the background, to be able to say, okay, look, which grade of tuberculosis you have or may not have, accordingly, the medication can start very early on. Now, the earlier the medication starts, the cost goes down in terms of giving a full treatment to a person like that. The productivity of that person improves, his lifestyle improves, and a healthy population is what one needs to progress even further.
Absolutely. So you feel that these efforts to make artificial intelligence accessible to all, this inclusivity which the issue is being approached by the government, this will help us not just adapt to the future, but to shape the future?
Very much. My only, let's say, request to the government is to have governance behind this AI adoption, or not even AI adoption, is the data, the knowledge that is coming out from AI, so that nobody makes misuse of it. We need to be able to say very clearly, okay, look, this AI is for productive use, this AI is for progressive use. So the data and the information that comes out in forms of knowledge to a listener or to a user will be for the good of the nation, for the good of his own self, very frankly.
So thank you so much for highlighting this aspect of the need to adopt AI confidently, yet very responsibly. Thank you for throwing light on various aspects related to this initiative of the government, which is skilling for AI readiness SOAR. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
And listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. Thank you.
Spotlight.